Today we're making a sub feel wider and more atmospheric in Ableton Live 12, but without wrecking the low end. And that's the key idea here. In Jungle and Old School DNB, the true sub stays locked in the center, while the harmonics, texture, and space around it do the widening. That gives you weight, motion, and vibe all at once. A lot of beginners try to widen the actual sub with stereo tools, and that's usually where things go sideways. The bass sounds exciting in headphones, but then it falls apart in mono, or it loses punch in the club. So today, we're going to build this the smarter way. We'll keep the foundation solid, and use macro controls to open up the character layers instead. Let's start with a simple bass sound. Create a new MIDI track and load operator, because it's super clean for sub work and easy to understand. Set it to a sine wave, and keep it in a low octave, somewhere around C1 to G1 depending on your tune. Then draw in a simple 1 or 2 bar bass pattern. Keep it basic at first. A few short notes, maybe 1 or 2 longer notes so we have something to animate later. Even at this early stage, think like a DNB producer. The sub should feel like the floor under the drums, not like a flashy effect floating around the mix. Now we're going to split the sound into layers so we can treat the low end and the atmosphere differently. Group the instrument into an instrument rack by pressing Command or Control G. Inside the rack, create two chains. One chain will be your sub, and the other will be your mid/atmosphere layer. This is the real trick. We are separating the important parts so we can widen only the parts that can safely be widened. On the sub chain, keep things simple and dry. Add EQ 8 if you want, and low pass it around 120 to 150 Hz. The goal here is to keep the deep fundamental clean, centered, and mono friendly. Don't add chorus, big reverb, or width tools here. Leave this chain alone as much as possible. This is your pressure. On the mid and atmosphere chain, now we can have some fun. Add saturator first. A little drive will help create harmonics, which is perfect, because harmonics are much easier to widen than a pure sine sub. You can also add auto filter, and maybe utility at the end for gain and width control. If you want a little extra body, corpus can work too, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to turn this into a huge synth patch. We're trying to make the bass feel bigger around the edges. Now let's map macro 1. Name it atmosphere. Map atmosphere to the saturator drive on the mid chain, the auto filter frequency, and maybe the utility gain if you need to level things while you shape the sound. If you want to go a little further, you can also map a short reverb send or a very small amount of reverb dry wet, but keep it restrained. For a beginner setup, 2 or 3 mapped parameters is plenty. Set the starting point low, around 20 to 30%. That way, when you're writing the bass line, it stays controlled and normal. Then later, you can open the macro up for a fill, a transition, or the end of a phrase. That's really important. One macro should have one musical job. Atmosphere should open the sound, not do everything at once. Next, let's create some width, but only on the safe layer. On the mid and atmosphere chain, add utility and use the width control carefully. Start at 100% for reference, then try pushing it to around 120 to 140% on that chain only. Never widen the sub-chain. That part stays centered. If you want a little more movement, add chorus ensemble very lightly after the filter. Keep the rates low, the amount low, and the dry wet somewhere around 5 to 15%. Subtle is the word here. In Jungle and Old School DNB, a tiny bit of movement can make the bass feel alive, dusty, and human. Too much, and it turns into a blurry mess. Now let's add macro 2. Call this one move. Map move to things that create motion, like the auto filter frequency, a little bit of resonance, and maybe chorus dry wet or chorus rate. You could also map a tiny bit of delay dry wet if you want a dubby tail, but keep that filtered and subtle. This macro is your performance macro. It's what you'll automate at the end of a phrase or in the last bar before a drop change. Here's a good way to think about it. Atmosphere opens the sound and move animates it. One macro is about size, the other is about motion. That makes your automation feel intentional instead of random. Now let's bring in space, but without washing out the bass. Instead of putting huge reverb directly on the bass, create a return track with reverb or echo. For reverb, use a decay of around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, a short pre-delay, and cut the low end with a low cut around 200 Hz or higher. For echo, try a short rhythmic delay like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, with low feedback and filtered lows. The important part is this: send only the mid and atmosphere layer into that return, not the sub. that keeps the low end solid while still giving you that haunted, misty, old-school space around the sound. Now we can think like arrangers. Imagine an 8-bar intro, then a 16-bar drop, with a little fill at the end of every 8 bars. During the intro, keep atmosphere low and move almost off. In the first drop, bring atmosphere up to a moderate level, but only let move happen on longer notes or phrase endings. In the second 8 bars, raise atmosphere a little more so the bass feels like it's growing. Then in the last 1 or 2 bars, before a filler transition, push move higher so the bass blooms outward into the space. That blooming effect is what makes the track feel alive. The bass doesn't have to change notes all the time. It can evolve through motion and texture. That's a very classic jungle move. And now, super important, check mono. Put utility on your master or bass group, hit the mono button, and listen carefully. Does the sub disappear? Does the wide layer sound hollow? Does the kick lose punch? If yes, back off. Reduce width on the atmospheric chain, lower the chorus or delay amount, or high pass the wide layer more aggressively, maybe somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If the bass sounds exciting in stereo but weak in mono, the width is too much. Indeed, NB, the bottom end has to work everywhere. A good beginner habit is to listen for mud in the 200 to 500 Hz area too. That range often causes the bass to feel crowded, especially when you've added saturation and stereo processing. If the mix gets cloudy, try reducing that low-mid buildup before touching the sub itself. One more pro tip. After adding saturation and width, watch your gain staging. Stereo effects can make things feel louder than they really are, so use utility or the chain volume to level match while you tweak. That helps you make better decisions. If you want to push this further, try a slightly more advanced variation later. You can split the mid layer into two bands, one low-mid band for mild saturation, and one upper harmonic band for chorus or delay. Then map both to the same macro. That gives you a wider, more controlled bloom. Or you could make a ghost layer by duplicating the bass, heavily filtering it, adding a touch of reverb or short delay, and bringing it in only on transitions. That's a really nice old-school touch. But for now, keep it simple and musical. Your practice challenge is this. Build a 2-bar bass clip with 3 notes, make a 2-chain rock with a clean sub and an atmospheric mid-layer, and map 2 macros called atmosphere and move. Then write an 8-bar loop with a breakbeat drum pattern. Automate atmosphere so it rises a little in bars 7 and 8, and use move only on the final note before the loop restarts. Finally, check it in mono and make sure the bottom end still hits. If you want to compare your own taste, make 2 versions of the same loop, one with subtle width, and one with more obvious atmosphere. Then listen back and ask yourself which one feels more like classic jungle and which one feels more like modern dark DNB. That comparison will train your ear fast. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the sub centered and clean. Widen only the harmonics and atmosphere and use macros to make the sound breathe over time. That's how you get that bigger than the speaker's feeling without sacrificing punch. In DNB, the best width is the kind that makes the bass feel huge while still staying heavy. And once you hear it working, it's seriously addictive.